This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus clearly proclaim that he is God, and then mysteriously avoid the Jews' attempt to stone him to death for blasphemy. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of studiousness so he can both study and live out the Word of God every day of his life. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of obedience so he always is obedient to the fullness of what Christ's Holy Catholic Church proclaims. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 51 through 59. And Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and you say, 'If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God, but you have not known him. I know him. If I said, 'I do not know him,' I should be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad." The Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's hear what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel. During the Feast of the Tabernacles, a seven-day Jewish festival in Jerusalem, which commemorated the fall harvest and God's provisioning of Israel during the Exodus, Jesus cryptically revealed his divinity on multiple occasions. Challenged by Jesus' miracles and his highly provocative preaching, the Jewish leadership failed several times to discredit and arrest him. Responding to their public harassment, Jesus engaged the Jewish leaders in a lengthy debate, condemning their evil and revealing that their father is not Abraham or God the Father, but Satan. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 43 through 50, which are omitted from the liturgy, Jesus reveals that their father is Satan. Despite accusing Jesus of being a Samaritan, which was a grave insult to a religious Jew, and also that he was possessed by a demon, Jesus calmly responds that he does not have a demon, and that the Jews are simply attempting to dishonor him. Instead of responding with just anger, Jesus mercifully confirms that those who keep his word shall not die. Jesus refers to the eternal life he gives to those who repent from sin. The Jewish leaders viciously respond, again accusing Jesus of having a demon. Lacking the grace to grasp the profound truth of the eternal spiritual life Jesus promises, the Jewish leadership continues to focus on bodily death. Rather than seek understanding, they desperately debate, stating that human death is obvious, for Abraham and all the prophets died, and they accuse Jesus of falsely making himself greater than Abraham and the prophets. Frustrated, they ask, "Who do you claim to be?" Before directly confirming his divine identity, Jesus reveals that the Father glorifies him, the same God the Father who the Jewish leaders claim to honor, but do not. After Jesus reveals that Abraham rejoiced at meeting him, the Jewish leaders scornfully ask how Abraham, who lived 2,000 years earlier, could have met Jesus. Jesus forcefully responds, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Realizing that Jesus has claimed to be the same God who Moses met in the burning bush, when he repeats the words, "I am," which God revealed in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14, they attempt to stone Jesus to death for blasphemy. Jesus mysteriously conceals himself and leaves the temple. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be impressed by the manly fortitude of Jesus. Jesus has complete knowledge of the Jews' unbelief, their rage, and their murderous intent. Jesus nevertheless asserts his divinity by saying, "I am." And he harshly rebukes the Jews, insulting them by calling them liars. Divine power, Jesus mysteriously escapes, thwarting the violent and angry mob's attempts to stone him to death. Well, let's look at a few ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Know the Word and live the Word. Realize, Jesus repeatedly reveals that he keeps God the Father's word, and that men must keep Jesus' word. To keep Jesus' word, every Catholic man must first know Jesus' word through a disciplined study of the Bible, particularly the Gospels. Believe. Reflect upon the need to know Jesus' word in sacred scripture. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 131 through 137, 162, 1177, and 1785. Pray. Jesus, divine word, help me build the virtue of studiousness, a part of temperance, so I continually grow in the knowledge of your word by the disciplined study of sacred scripture, and I more fully live out your word every day of my life. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be obedient to the fullness of the faith. Realize, like the Jewish leadership who denied Jesus, today some Catholic men deny Jesus by ignoring or rejecting key truths of the Catholic faith. For example, the obligation to attend Sunday Mass, or the prohibition of using contraception, or the sin of fornication. Believe. Reflect upon the obedience of faith. See the Catechism, paragraphs 2087 through 2089. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of obedience, a part of justice, so I absolutely accept the fullness of the Catholic faith, and I always seek to imitate the perfect obedience of your Son. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of studiousness so you can know the Word and live the Word. And second, grow in the virtue of obedience so you can always be obedient to the fullness of the Catholic faith. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.